We're a mom and son travel duo.
Inspiring authors.
Sharing world adventures with you.
And inspiring dreams.
Bringing inspiration for creation to you.
Exploring the world and finding greatness.
We're here to energize your dreams and adventures through travel. Hi, everyone. We are back with chapter episode five of our Global Footprint Stories podcast. And what are we going to talk about?
We're continuing this discussion about Eritrea.
We're still wearing our shirt.
Yep.
Because we're talking about Eritrea still. Mm-hmm. So on this chapter five, we're going to discuss Eritrea.
Okay.
And holidays in Eritrea.
Holidays, okay.
Have you ever spent a holiday in Eritrea before?
No, I don't think so.
But we're going for this holiday.
Yeah, in December.
In December. So we're going to spend Christmas, December 24th,
yeah,
in Eritrea.
Yeah.
And then what else are we going to spend?
We're also going to spend New Year's.
New Year's in Eritrea as well. Because they basically, that's, my aunt was telling me that they basically go to the city, in the middle of the city, and there's fireworks at midnight.
Now I cannot wait.
In the middle of the night. At midnight, they do big fireworks, and everybody comes out. All the kids, all the families come out, and it's like a big street party, basically. And you're invited.
Yay, I'm invited.
And you can stay up.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're excited because we're going to do things a little different this year. Spending Christmas there is going to be different.
Our first time.
Yeah, so what are you worried about when it comes to Christmas?
I'm worried about the weather. Because it might be cold.
It's not going to be colder than this, though.
Yeah, but...
I mean, the Miami weather is nice and
it is warm and hot.
Yeah.
But now it's been winter and...
It's not going to be like... It's not going to be like Minnesota weather.
Yeah, Minnesota's really
or
cold.
Or D.C.
So it's going to be good. So, yeah. But I'm just... I'm used to 80, 90 degrees every single day.
Oh, because you live in Miami now. Okay, but besides the weather, what were you asking me before that you're worried about? It's Christmas time. Am I going to get...
Am I going to get presents from Santa or will he just pass on to the U.S.?
You're very
worried. I want some presents, too.
You want presents, too?
Yeah.
So what do you want for Christmas?
I want an Apple iPad.
And you want this to be given to you in Africa, right?
In Africa. And I want a PS5 and a lot of other things, yeah.
Oh my God, it seems like you want a lot of things, right?
Mm-hmm. Maybe even a TV.
What? A TV for what?
I don't know, just for my bedroom.
For your bedroom? Oh my gosh. So you have all this list and you're wondering if Santa is going to stop by Eritrea to stop by and give you all these big items.
Or,
and then how are you going to bring them back?
I don't know. We need 7 luggages.
Yeah, okay. I don't know about that. But we are going to spend, again, Christmas there, New Year's there.
Okay.
And then we're going to also spend the Eritrean Christmas.
Christmas there.
Yeah, because the Eritrean Christmas, so it's not only, it's the Orthodox Christmas that's celebrated. So both Eritrean and Ethiopians celebrate the Orthodox Christmas. And the Orthodox Christmas is always a week after the New Year. So it's going to be
January
like 7th, basically. So we are going to be there for that too. And that's a big celebration where there is feast and food, family gatherings.
I cannot wait.
And there's gifts.
Gifts?
But you can't do gifts for American Christmas and Habesha Christmas. You can't do both. You want gifts from both?
Yeah, I want gifts from both, though. I don't know which one.
Well, we'll see which one you will get.
Maybe that's another book.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we are going to be there enjoying it, right? Mm-hmm. And then loving the whole experience of enjoying the traditional Christmas ways of celebrating holidays that we've never got a chance to celebrate.
This is going to be... Our first time.
Spending I've spent
holidays.
It there when I was a kid, but it's been, I don't remember.
Like 30 years.
Hey, I'm not that old.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like younger. But we're exciting for that. Excited for a new, you know, travel adventure, mm-hmm. basically being in Eritrea and celebrating the holiday. And our book also publishes, like we mentioned in our last episode,
yeah.
that our book publishes in December as well. Yeah, so we're going to publish it and then go to Eritrea.
We're going to publish our Eritrea book, and then we're actually going to go to Eritrea.
And take the book with us. So basically, in the book, let's give them a little bit about the book.
Sneak peek
is the character Jonah goes to Eritrea, and he is excited about what?
About there's a big wedding.
Yeah. So there's a big wedding, and he's excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all we're going to say, right?
Yeah.
And he, but while he's experiencing this amazing Eritrean wedding, mm-hmm. that's what he's looking forward to.
That's the main part.
But there's so many different things happen.
I know.
And he couldn't even get to the wedding. He couldn't get to the wedding because so many things, different things happen. But he got to Eritrea. And so he will get to explore mm-hmm. the country, different parts of the country.
Different parts. You get to explore everything.
Yeah. And enjoy all the different areas and learn.
Learn the history. Learn the culture.
Mm-hmm. So the book is a good example for kids of some of the Eritrean history, African history, of why, how Eritrea became independent, and also how Eritrea went through a difficult
30 years with no independence.
Exactly. And how, you know, there was a lot of war and bloodshed, and it was very hard, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a little bit of that story.
Yeah.
But mainly, there's exciting ways we explain the traditional ways that mm-hmm. we do weddings, traditional way of we do everything else. That
our clothes, our dress, how we
our traditional clothing, mm-hmm. all that is in the book. And, you know, to learn a little bit about the Eritrean traditions, culture, and how it's, you know, how it's amazing. Right?
I know, it's amazing.
You can buy all of our Jonah's Global Footprints book series directly on our website at tinyglobalfootprints.com. That's also where you can find Jonah's own best-selling kids' books. His new book, What Does Daddy Do All Day, just hit the bookshelves. The next chapter of Jonah's Global Footprints series will explore Eastern Africa. Join us on life's adventure at tinyglobalfootprints.com. The book also explains, gives the tips in the back about what it is like to travel to Eritrea and some tips and fun facts about Eritrea.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also, what else, tips about how to travel to Africa with kids.
Yeah.
Because it's a little different than going to the, any Western country. So, you know, when we went to South Africa and to Eritrea, we took a little bit, you know, more cautious to make sure that
it's safe.
Kids. And then you are, you know,
that you
you don't get sick.
Yeah.
And
you know what to eat, you know where to stay.
Exactly. So we, you know, those things you have to do when you travel anywhere. And so, like, different regions of the world, we do different researches to make sure we needed it. And did we need any vaccinations for you, basically, before we left? And all these other things. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we were excited to basically explore Eritrea. And in our book, there is so many different ways we explain the Eritrean culture, the African Eritrean culture in Northeast Africa, and also what it is like to travel with a young kid going there. And in our book, we also explain how kids can enjoy going to this part of the world that's so excluded because a lot of people think it's so small. A lot of people don't go there for vacation.
It's like, but Ethiopia is bigger, so that's more popular.
Exactly. Going to Ethiopia is always bigger.
And a lot of people say, I've been to Ethiopia, but not Eritrea.
Exactly. So we are bringing Eritrea to the map and saying, hey, go check it out. Check out our cool
Eritrea.
Country, too, because it's so, you know, and the book will explain. We'll take you to different parts and regions that will help you kind of get a glimpse of the country and the history and everything, the beautiful part of it. So, and learn a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You can learn the culture. I'll give you a little culture learning.
Learning, yes. And so many other things that you will learn about it as well. So the book is very exciting. And the kid, Jonah, all he wants to do is this wedding. But so many different things happen. And we don't even know if he's going to make it to the wedding. So you have to get the book to see if he will get to this wedding. Because in the wedding, what does he want to do in the wedding?
He wants to dance, eat the cake,
and get money. Eat the cake, get money, and then it's like so many things happen. He's like, oh God,
come on. What is actual wedding gonna happen?
Exactly, and he wants to party because he's never been to a party before.
Never been to a party in Eritrea.
In Eritrea, exactly. Yeah, so he's excited.
And when does the book come out?
The book comes out
in December
2021. So we are excited about this book. Yes. Continue to follow us on Tiny Global Footprints, on our website, so tinyglobalfootprints.com, as well as our Instagram, Tiny Global Footprints. We are excited to tell you more about it. Follow our journey, and the new stuff that's coming out is all listed on there. Mm-hmm. It will be here in no time. And so on Amazon, watch out for that. We would love it if you could read it, buy it, and leave us a review once you get the book. Again, December 2021 is when it publishes. Check it out on Amazon. Right? Tiny Global Footprints, the Eritrea book. Book number 3
in the
series.
It's not only the Eritrea book. You can find our first book, Searching for Elephants in Thailand. Our second book, Finding My Amigo in Cuba. And my third book, Basketball or Soccer. And then the fourth book.
The Eritrea book. And the fifth book is?
My book. What Does Daddy Do All Day?
Jonah's book. All our books are available on?
Amazon
and
our website.
What's our website?
tinyglobalfootprints.com.
Yay. Woo-hoo. And watch out for the new book coming out in Eritrea. Support us on this new adventure. We're excited. And again, buy the book and
be aware.
Review it and let us know what you think after you've reviewed our book. Thank you.
It's gonna come out soon.
All right, thank you. And we'll tell you all about Eritrea once we're back from our trip.
Yeah.
Right? We come back for our trip.
What you were talking about, and when they do the fireworks.
Exactly. You excited about that?
That's going to be on my list.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So we're excited for that, and we'll definitely keep you posted. And after we come back from our trip to Eritrea, we're going to go to Turkey first for a few days, and then go to Eritrea and spend the holidays there. So we are very excited for our big trips of 2021. We're going to end 2021 in a good year and a good spirit and happy, blessed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Blessed.
And we're going to tell our audience all the exciting stories after we get back.
All of them.
All right. Check out our book, tinyglobalfootprints.com. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
High five.